Liz, I am so happy that Framebridge is a sponsor of this episode of Satellite Sisters because I have the perfect job for Framebridge.
Oh, you have something special that requires framing? Preservation for the ages?
Yes, I do, Liz, because my book, The Marriage Sabbatical, was named a People magazine pick of the week. And guess who is on the cover of the People? My girl, Valerie Bertinelli. I mean, I want the magazine, and then I want to cut out the special, you know, mention of my book all in one frame. Wouldn't that be fantastic?
That's going to be fantastic. Plus, there's your head in a bubble. You have your book, the recommendation of your book, your head in a bubble, and Valerie Bertinelli. Framebridge it, baby.
Right. I mean, Framebridge is so good at framing unique and interesting items you want to display on your wall. It's just used to be difficult to get that stuff framed and expensive, but Framebridge makes it so easy. So if you have travel souvenirs or original artwork or hotel key cards or menus or tickets or wedding invitations, Liz, do you want to frame a license plate? I know who can do it for you.
This is exciting, Lee, and welcome back, Framebridge.
And we love Framebridge because the quality is super high. Liz, both you and I have gotten personal things framed at Framebridge, and we display them proudly in our house because it's easy and affordable. You know exactly how much you're going to pay up front. The frames are gorgeous. You get fast service, free shipping, and it's super great for gifts. And guess what, Liz? Happiness guarantee. If you're not 100% happy with your piece, they will make it right. So Framebridge, get ready because my Valerie Bertinelli, People Magazine, and Marriage Sabbatical Pick of the Week mention is coming at you for framing. See why Framebridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit framebridge.com or a local Framebridge store to get started and custom frame just about anything. That's framebridge.com.
You're listening to Satellite Sisters.
What's a satellite sister?
The person you call when the best thing in your life happens or the worst.
The person that gets you up, gets you going, and gets you through.
And every once in a while, changes your mind.
This podcast is part pep talk, part weekly check-in.
Like grabbing coffee with a friend.
Thanks for being here. Welcome to the Satellite Sisterhood.
You're listening to Satellite Sisters. It's great to be with you today. I'm Leanne Dolan. I'm a writer, producer, and the youngest sister here in Pasadena, California. And today, Liz and Julie, I want you to fill in the blank. Okay. This time of year, .. Liz, what's up?
Okay. I'm Liz Dolan in Santa Monica. I'm the middle sister. This time of year, I always cram in those last doctor's appointments, you know, to get it in under the wire so that it's covered in your deductible. But I have more than covered my deductible of most things this year. So just one left, doctor's appointment. I doctor.
Okay.
And then I'm done. Julie, how about you?
Well, this is Julie Dolan. I'm in Dallas, Texas. I'm the oldest sister. And for some reason, this time of year, I always end up with glitter on my face. I don't know how. You know, like little bits of glitter from touching a tree or an ornament or packaging. It's not intentional. Leanne, how about you?
Well, this time of year, I always seem to have chocolate in the house. I feel like I don't buy it, but it finds me, you know?
Yeah, that's good. I'll be over.
Always a secret stash somewhere in the house. This is our last show of 2021, our holiday show. I shouldn't make it sound so desperate, right? To say this is our last show.
No, this is the big finish. This is the grand finale. Yes.
Thank you, Liz. A much better way to reposition this show. But it's really all about you. We have such wonderful listeners in the Satellite Sisters community, and you have done a great job telling us everything you accomplished in 2021. So we're going to shine a spotlight on you. Most of the show is going to be about look what we did 2021. And that would be you. We do have a couple of holiday planning conversations going on. And we had a big holiday party this week online that almost didn't happen. So we're
still recovering from it, right?
Whoa. Live, baby. That's what's happening when you're live, working without a net. Oh, my God. Yes, the Satellite Sisters holiday wrap party sponsored by Cooking with Liz. Well, we were not exactly cooking with gas, as they say. We went to do a little tech check at 4 o'clock. We were supposed to be live at 5 o'clock. And normally, you know, on my end, we just, when it's multiple sisters, we can go into Zoom and then you press the button in Zoom that's live on Facebook and you put it in the group. And we've done that before. That has worked before. But for whatever reason, whenever we tried that, when we smashed that button to live on Facebook, just as a little test, I was getting one of those really snooty messages that says, like, you're not allowed to do this. It was
yeah, wasn't the least bit nice. Gee, we're sorry, you can't do that. No, it was harsh.
So the hour we were going to do like a 5-minute tech check and then spend the other 55 minutes finishing our pre-production,
right?
You know, like getting dressed or finishing our platters for presentation. But no, we were right down to the wire. It is a Christmas miracle that show appeared at all. And so as a result, one thing, I never really got dressed. If you noticed, I had my new MeUndies lounge pants on, which I did enjoy, but that is not exactly what I expected to be wearing. But thank you for shouting it out, sisters.
Well, it was kind of holiday festive, you know, and all of that.
It was, people,
you have no idea how tense it was. Okay.
It was tense.
I was no help. So when you're no help in this kind of situation, the smartest thing to do is just to be very, very quiet. Do not move. Do not say anything. Don't suggest to Liz, like, well, maybe you want to turn off your computer and reboot, or maybe you want to. No. Don't say anything like that to Liz. Okay. Yeah. Leanne was doing some problem solving there. She was tapping away on her phone, but thank gosh, we had your son, Colin, because I don't know what, but he's from another generation.
Yeah.
And that's all that counts in situations like that.
Well, he had spent his senior year of college in 2020 as a media tech. So that's when they invented Zoom events. And he actually produced his own Zoom graduation. Like, he was part of the production team that produced his 2020 graduation. So he was very level-headed. I mean, to our credit, Liz and I sort of know what we're doing.
We do.
I think it just says more about these virtual events. The rules change every time you do it.
Like, yes.
You don't know if one platform has decided not to talk to another platform.
Exactly. Yes.
In some sort of tech beef that you had nothing to do with.
Right. You know that in the back end, there's some box that needs to get checked or unchecked.
Exactly.
You don't know which back end or which box. Anyway, miraculously, Colin figured it out. And then we had 6 minutes to really pull ourselves together.
Okay. In those 6 minutes, I wish you could have seen what happened at our house. Because unlike you, Liz, I had gotten dressed and put some makeup on.
Yeah.
And we were almost prepped, but I was going to mix the Moscow Mule. Like, after we had done the tech check, I was going to plate up Claire's beautiful and delicious mushroom pate. I was going to do a few other like holiday decorating because we were outside on our patio and we had sun and we were going to use this and that. And then the sun went down. And so I was going to do some more set decoration there. No. Oh my gosh. We had 6 minutes. I ran into that kitchen. I was like, I got to mix the drink. And there's my poor husband. He's just come home from a 10-mile run. He's just made the mistake of standing in front of the fridge. I was like, get out of the way. Get out of the way. I got to mix the drink. I got to grab the, stop the dog from eating the pate. And then Colin, who was doing the flaming drink.
Yeah.
He had been prepping it and his bowl was getting very hot. He had bought a new bowl at Target. And he goes, I don't think this is the right bowl. Can we just use that blue casserole bowl you always use? And of course, that was in the fridge with rice in it. So then I had to like de-bowl the rice and then I had to clean the bowl. And I had to bring the bowl out.
You did all that? Oh, I didn't even know. Oh my God.
Oh yeah. Yeah. And thank goodness we didn't use that original bowl because when I turned it over after, it was not oven proof. It was microwave proof. I was like, those are two different levels of proof.
Yeah.
So it would have exploded when he lit the bowl.
That would have been fun. Not really at all.
But when the camera went on, it was super fun and it was great to do. It was a lot of prep, but I enjoyed it for the second year in a row. I mean, everything tasted delicious and worked and nothing caught on fire except what was supposed to catch on fire.
Right. And, you know, yeah, speaking of proof, it was a very high proof operation that Colin was conducting there. And he was so calm. So very impressive performance by your mixologist son. For those of you that haven't seen it, it was live in the Satellite Sisters Facebook group. But if you're not a member of the group, we've also posted it to the Satellite Sisters Facebook page. So you don't need to be a member there. You can just go watch it there. I also put it on our Instagram. So if you go to @SatSisters at Instagram, the thing about Instagram though, this is something we've learned over the years, but keep forgetting. Instagram is vertical. Zoom is horizontal. So, you know, you don't really see the people at the edges. So Julie, there are lots of moments where we can't see you at all.
I know, but I had a great looking poinsettia in my background.
You
so
did.
You can see that pretty much. So that's good. I mean, the thing about the flaming drink is that fire really is such a source of entertainment and wonderment, isn't it? I mean, I don't know. I'm not recommending it for all the holiday celebrations coming up, you know, but it really was amazing to see and fascinating and really took your holiday party, Liz, to a whole mm-hmm. different level. Yes.
Well, you got to bring in new talent, Joel. That's what it's about. Got to bring in new talent.
Cooking with Liz thing, Leanne, it's really gone to her head.
I know.
Yes. Well, you know, last year we said we were going to do a spinoff, Cocktails with Colin, and we just never quite got to that. The other things came up in the course of this year, but I'm glad we could do it for the second time. And it was super fun. And always fun to see all the live comments. So that's what makes it fun. It's not just a video, but people are interacting live with us. So, so thank you so much for being there. I think people did enjoy it. And you can still watch the whole thing and add your comments in, which we love to read.
Yeah, it was really fun. There were hundreds of people watching live, and then, you know, now over 1,000 people have viewed it, and that makes Colin very happy. He should be.
It was quite a bit of talent. That is not for amateurs at all. Everyone was so happy you had the fire extinguisher, Leanne. That was really. Yep. Yes. Yeah.
And Diane, our accountant, if you're listening, we put it on the mud bath card because I feel like that was the work expense.
That is deductible for sure. Yeah. You know, it's a party when there's a fire extinguisher involved.
Yeah. And the other cocktail was very tasty. The cranberry Moscow Mule. That was good. And we all had our little copper cups. Liz still had her price tag on her copper cup, which was a nice touch. That was good.
I think that would have happened during pre-production, Julie. I would have.
Yes, I think. No doubt, Liz. No doubt.
When it came down to the most important 6 minutes worth of stuff, removing the price tag was not it.
I'm glad I grabbed my poncho in that 6 minutes because it was actually chilly in Los Angeles. Don't mock us Minnesotans. I can hear you, but it was in the 40s. So it was going to be chilly to stand outside for an hour. So I needed that faux fur poncho to wear, but it was a super fun event. Thank you. Cooking with Liz for hosting.
Yes. Thank you. We feel really honored that you let us come, you know, come and celebrate with you. You know, that was very special for us. I hope you'll consider asking us back for future years. Yes.
It's the first ever big sponsorship deal that Cooking with Liz did with any talent. You guys did great. You really
thank
did.
Thank you. Thank you.
And thank you to everyone who sent in some wonderful holiday toasts. They were great. They were meaningful. They were inspiring. They were funny. I really felt like I had been to a holiday party after doing the holiday party. I'd really put me in a good mood and in the holiday spirit.
And me too, Julie. Yeah, me too.
Julie, you gave a beautiful toast. I have to say you crushed it with that toast. It was very nice. You read other people's toasts, but then gave a very meaningful toast. So thank you. Because that was also things Liz and I were going to do in the 6 minutes we did not do. So you, not only was it lovely, but you saved us. You saved us.
Yeah, I was really going to plate that, the Edna Dolan pate a little bit better, but whatever. And I still have plenty. I've been eating it every night since. So it's
so good.
So I'm enjoying it.
Okay. That counts.
All right. So the hot satellite sisters holiday wrap party, Liz, especially on the satellite sisters, just the normal page for satellite sisters, you also put a link to all of the, recipes too.
Yes.
In the comment section, you did a great job.
Yeah.
So if people are looking for recipes, I mean, we posted the links everywhere, Pep Talk, the Facebook group, you know, as many places in the show notes, as many places as we could. Mm-hmm. But if you're headed over just to the Satellite Sisters page, which if you've never followed, go ahead, follow that. All the links are there as well.
Yeah.
Great job.
And the way you do that, if you're on Facebook, just go in and search on Satellite Sisters. It will come up as it will say Satellite Sisters podcast or Satellite Sisters page. So that's different than the group, which has a whole different set of rules. And the group is a private group, so we can't share from the group to the outside world. But the Satellite Sisters page, you can watch it, you can enjoy it, you can see all the recipes, and you can share it with all of your friends. So we encourage that. Again, the holiday spirit, go for it.
Excellent. All right. Coming up next, we're going to talk about your amazing accomplishments in 2021. But first, we want to thank a couple of sponsors.
Liz, you know, I am now just a devotee to my prose regimen, right? My hair care regimen.
I know that, Leon. Leon, I'm looking at your hair right now on Zoom. Even on Zoom, your hair looks fantastic.
I'm in training for this book tour, Liz. You know,
perfect. Yeah.
I'm going to be out there. I'm going to be, you know, seeing people and photos will be taken. And I want to look great. At least have my hair look great. And I feel like with prose, I am well on my way. And it's because it's personalized for me, Liz.
Yes.
Okay. Prose is made for people, not hair and skin types. Personalization is rooted in everything they do. So you take the in-depth consultation, you get the made-to-order stuff, and then you follow, you know, the instructions, Liz, and things get better. I take my vitamins. They're for me. They say Leon on it. I do, you know, the shampoo. I do the conditioner. I do the leave-in conditioner. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I do the pre-shampoo scalp treatment.
I don't
that all the time, but that is one of, it's in my toolbox, my prose toolbox.
Whatever it is, it's all paying off for you, Leon. You've just got a good hair game. Thanks to
Thank you. Of the millions and millions of possible formulas, Liz, only one is uniquely mine. And that is why I love my pros. Pros is so confident that you'll bring out the best in your hair that they're offering an exclusive trial offer of 50% off your first subscription order at pros.com/sisters. So you get your free consultation, then 50% off at pros.com/sisters. And pros is spelled P-R-O-S-E. pros.com/sisters. Thanks, pros, for great hair. Liz, you look really happy. What's happening there?
A lot of things going my way, Leon, but here was the best news in my inbox this morning is I got my email from ButcherBox saying, we're starting to get your next box ready. And I just love when this happens because then you click on the link, you can go in, you can see what's on sale, you can get the best value for your next order, and then boom, customized box showing up in a few weeks at my place. I love being in the ButcherBox family, and they give me plenty of time to get ready every time.
There is good communication in the ButcherBox family. I agree, Liz. They want you to be happy.
Yeah.
They want you to have
peace. It's better than many families. Better than many families.
That's right. It's right. You know, we love the 100% grass-fed beef, the free-range organic chicken, the pork that's raised crate-free, wild-caught seafood. They're humanely raised, no antibiotics or added hormones. And as Liz said, delivered right to your doorstep. Free shipping always, and you get that customized box of everything you want. ButcherBox, thank you so much for bringing us peace of mind, and keep those emails coming. Liz, today's offer is spectacular. ButcherBox is giving Satellite Sisters listeners free ground beef for the life of your membership, plus an additional $20 off your first order.
Okay. Oh, that is the deal of the century, people. What are you waiting for?
Free ground beef for life of your membership, plus an additional 20% off your first order. Use the link butcherbox.com/sisters and use code SISTERS to get free ground beef for life plus $20 off your first box. That's butcherbox.com/sisters, code SISTERS. Thanks, ButcherBox.
All right, sisters, we're back. This is our final show of 2021, and we do want to highlight the people who listen to our show. We have said many times, including in your beautiful toast during the holiday wrap party, Julie, that we have an amazing community. And when we asked you to post again your look what we did accomplishments for 2021, that it was reinforced, you know, how great our community is at Satellite Sisters. I know that a lot of us found 2021 to be as challenging as 2020, right? That was a surprise.
Yes.
It was challenging, but in different ways. And all through 2021, I was reminded of a phrase that our mom used to say when people asked, you know, how's it going or what's happening? And she would always say, I'm plugging along.
That's true. She did say that. That's an Edna Dolan classic.
Plugging along. And I feel like I've noticed that in my personal vernacular, I have adapted plugging along now. And now, because I understand what it means now. Not sure I understood what it meant when I was 8. Oh, but I get it now. And I would say our Satellite Sisters community has been plugging along in 2021. And that's the way you do it. That's the way you get through. So what we wanted to do now is go through some fantastic posts that you put in our Facebook group. I mean, there are many great ones. We could not cover them all. We sort of divvied them up into categories. We chose ones that spoke to us, but we have loved them all. So thank you so much for participating in this fun, you know, what's become an annual event. And feel free, if you haven't posted yet, to just
keep
go
on
and
posting.
Post your,
they're so fun to read. They're really inspiring. Yeah. And it's a feel good exercise without a doubt.
Yes. Okay. But Julie, you're going to kick us off.
We are. And it takes a particular kind of courage in 2021 to actually have fun, you know, have fun this past year. But some of our listeners did. And first, I have to begin with Barbara. Maybe you've saw the post. She jumped out of a plane at age 71. And you have to really study the picture that Barbara sent in, because she has a big old smile on her face as she's hurtling through the air, you know, like maybe the parachute's going to open. I don't know. But Barbara's having a blast.
She is having fun.
I know. I mean, I guess she landed because she posted something. So that's good. But she was having fun on that. Okay. Julia, Leon, I don't want you to look at this post because I could barely look at it. But I know your claustrophobia is worse than mine. Uh-huh. But Julia is a hiker and she posted a picture. She was at the Fiery Furnace Trail at Arches National Park, which is a spectacular national park. But she is squeezing through this little crevice. Okay. Does not look like fun.
No,
don't look at it, Leon. Don't look at it. But Julia's having a blast. She was in a great place. She was hiking. She was having fun. And, you know, that wasn't easy this year. You know, that was because we all have felt the weight of this pandemic. And to go out and just really do that, I you know, it's very inspiring to all of us. And I also want to mention Cheryl. Now, Cheryl, I laughed out loud when I saw your post because Cheryl went to her first rodeo, which is very nice. Okay, but wait, here's the best part. She had a T-shirt that said, "This is actually my first rodeo." And she wore it to the rodeo. Okay, perfect. Perfect, Cheryl. Okay. I loved it.
That is somebody who knows how to have fun.
That is fun. Pure, simple fun. Okay. We can't take it for granted. It's so precious and it feels so good to laugh and to be happy. And let's just hope 2022 brings more fun to all of us.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm going to jump into the health category because there were some good ones. There were some very inspirational ones. Here's just a rapid fire lightning round. Danielle ran her first official 5K with her daughter with the help of friends and Minnesota Team Triumph. Go Minnesota Team. Rebecca started allergy shots again. That doesn't look like that's been easy. Dana said, "I've attained remission from lymphoma all year and my once straight hair is still curly." And she posted an adorable photo. Dana, thank you.
Dana, your hair looks fabulous, Dana. It's adorable. I think that's great.
But again, to quote her, as Edna Dolan would say, that's doing it the hard way, Dana. That's, you know, you could have gotten a perm or you could gotten lymphoma. But okay, you look adorable. That number four is from Cindy. We had a number of members of the group who have been dealing with various diseases. Cindy wrote, I didn't kick cancer's ass back to hell like I wanted to, but I also didn't let cancer beat me back either. And so then she had a list of things that she did do. She may not have triumphed over the disease, but she said, I cried tears of joy when one of my daughters told us she's bisexual, only wanting for her to live her truth and be the happiest she can. I returned to 2 part-time jobs. I lead a Girl Scout troop of 8 amazing 14-year-olds, none of whom are my daughters. I had amazing times at the weddings of dear friends. I hosted a 60th birthday pig roast for my husband. I made 3 dozen cancer care bags for patients at Smilo Center in Trumbull, Connecticut, where I received my treatment. And that's right near where we grew up, Cindy. We grew up in Fairfield. So we used to shop in Trumbull at the big shopping center there. She said, I started a new holiday tradition of baking cookies with my 80-year-old mom and sister in Vermont. And I'm as proud of what I didn't do as I am of what I did. Bring it on, 2022. So that is a good one. Congratulations, Cindy. Then Monica also has been fighting. She's been fighting advanced ovarian cancer that's not curable. So she wrote, I took my fight to Capitol Hill virtually, spent a day in individual Zoom meetings with staffers and the officers in the offices of my 2 senators and my representative to advocate for more support for ovarian cancer research. Well done. That's really a good thing to do. Emily does an annual fundraiser. And this one I thought was health related because she said, what I'm most proud of this year is that I'm able to donate over 6,000 tampons and 2,000 pads along with the hygiene packs that will go to women in shelters, rehab centers, local pantries, and low-income housing. Those feminine items are needed desperately and are often the least donated. So
isn't that, I mean, what a great thing. And it's something that, you know, that I'm so glad she brought attention to that.
Yes.
That need is out there. And what an important thing to help other women.
Yeah. Right? And one last one, Margie said, I'm back at it post-COVID. I really missed step dancing. And she posted a photo of herself step dancing. So that is my goal this year. Step dancing in 2022. Margie, you've inspired me.
Okay, Liz, that's good. A little Irish step dancing?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, she had shamrocks in the post, Julie. Yeah. Oh,
okay. Well, I know. Yeah. I like it.
All right. I took on sort of the crafting and creative life. Jan, she's doing it. Jan had a whole bunch of stuff going on, right? She quit her job, retired, whatever. All she cares about is now she doesn't have to work on the weekends and she can quilt her head off. Way to go, Jan. She is quilting. And she is quilting for the local chapter of Quilts of Valor that gives quilts to veterans for our country. Amazing. All right. I loved Pat's. Okay. Pat said, you know, like many of us, she just started trying to keep her bird feeder filled in 2020. That kept her very busy. Mm-hmm.
I mean, everybody started with goals like that, right? January, a very slow start all of us, for the world. Right.
And then she said, you know, I'd like to photograph these birds. Maybe I could, you know, photograph a bird a day because I've been filling these bird feeders up. So she got out her trusty Nikon that she does a lot of street photography with, and she started shooting birds. And now she's taken photos of 163 different species in 5 states over the last year. It just snowballed. And they're amazing photos. Pat, thank you for posting those. Okay. Kimberly had the same sort of thing. She posted like one day, like a beautiful thing that made her happy. And then she thought, I'm going to do this for 365 days. And she did 365 days of beautiful things on her social media. Thank you, Kimberly. Lovely.
You know, Leon, when you were talking about these and reading those 2 accounts, I was just thinking how that a very simple act, whether, you know, posting something on Facebook or taking a picture of a bird, then sort of blossomed into this whole thing for them. You know, It's really amazing that, you know, you start so small, like one step, and it's this whole thing that they created, and it gives joy to them and it gives joy to us too.
Wait to hear what Brenna did, Julie. If you think
okay. What did she do?
There's more. She started just finishing up a dollhouse that she had been working on, like a miniature. Uh-huh. And then she thought, well, if I can build this miniature house, I guess I can renovate my own house. So then she renovated her own house. And then she decided, well, if I can do this, I guess I can apply for that job that no woman has ever held in my workplace. And she got a job that broke the glass ceiling. So it started with the dollhouse, Julie. You're going to love that.
That's okay.
Okay. Christy did an amazing thing. Her husband turned 80. So she gave him a copy of Around the World in 80 Days. And then she texted him each day with a photo from a different country. And on the weekend, she cooked dinner using recipes from that country. I mean, that is very creative.
That's a big birthday present. My goodness. Yeah.
Okay.
So please, Natalie, don't tell my husband that.
I know. Well, Natalie cops to the fact that this might not compare to some of the amazing things other people have done, but she said she's been taking photos forever. And she finally decided to enter one at the Martha's Vineyard Ag Fair. And she got in third place. She got a third place ribbon in the people category. Well done, Natalie.
Congratulations.
Yes. Nancy Murphy, a longtime Satellite Sisters listener and apparently a longtime watercolorist, actually earned her signature membership into the Watercolor Society. Okay, I don't know what that is, but it sounds beautiful. And congratulations, Nancy.
You think that it seems like a really nice group of people.
It does. Yes.
The Watercolor Society. We'd like to go to their events, whatever, wherever they are. It seems like that would be.
It's just a lot of flowing group. Clothing.
Yes, very lovely, soft, nice. Yeah.
Okay, and Blythe. Posted just yesterday, but first of all, hats off. That's a beautiful name, Blythe. So Blythe said she has a small Etsy shop that just exploded in a good way in 2021. So she's had over almost 900 sales and total since 2015, but 438 of them have been from this year. She was super happy. She was featured in an actual real life magazine. So that was very exciting. And she said she's really branched out and started doing in-person makers markets, which have been a blast. I found a community of fellow makers and have felt so supportive. Way to go, Blythe. Keep on creating. Everybody, keep on creating. Good work.
The whole idea of being a maker, you know, that's
I like that term.
Seems super ambitious. I don't think I make anything. I don't, you know, maybe that's why cooking with Liz has been a revelation to me. Just making dinner is as much of a maker as I'm going to be.
To start, Liz, I think.
Can I call myself a maker if I make
dinner? Yes. I'm sure you can find a group that you can be with. I'm going to be with the Watercolor Society this next year. But okay. Carry on.
All right. Then there were a lot of you that had various work transitions and accomplishments. Here are just a few highlights of that. First of all, longtime listener, friend of the show, Heather, here's what she wrote. I have always regretted not graduating high school. And even though I've owned a business for 25 years, I always felt like I cheated myself out of a formal education. In late 2020, I started studying with the help of my daughter for the GED. I kept my other kids and husband in the dark in case I couldn't teach myself algebra and calculus. Oh my God, that's so cute. So she actually graduated. Her message says that Garth Brooks performed at the graduation ceremony. So that is exciting. And most of all, this was a theme through so many of these messages. I hope my Sat Sisters Look What I Did 2021 will reaffirm that it's never too late. And even at 52 and beyond, you can achieve whatever you put your mind to. So yeah. And again, adorable photo of Heather because her daughter, Emily, who we have also talked about on the show before, surprised her with a cap and gown. So super great. Okay. Now just a little bit of a lightning round too of other things that people did. Roseanne promoted to head librarian.
Yeah. Roseanne.
We love librarians.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Good on you, Roseanne. Adrian, longtime listener. I did something crazy and wonderful. I am a gamer, so I started a YouTube channel for Sims 4 videos. Nice.
Okay. I recall on Satellite Sisters, Liz, you said at one point that women don't do video games, right? No, didn't we make that bold statement that is preposterous?
Yes.
That women would be gamers, right? Yes.
Adrienne's the leader, Julie.
Natural I know. Leader. Once again, we're proven
like
wrong.
Yeah. And she's super creative. She's written books in the past. Like, it's been interesting over the years to see all the things that Adrienne has done because she's part of our community. So Derval said, lost a job at 61, got a new job at 61, bought and fully renovated a house. Okay, that seems like a lot of work, Derval. Good for you. And then people, because this is a loving community, asked to see more pictures of the house. So she posted a lot
like that.
Oh my God. Christy began an accelerated doctoral program this fall at 52. So she said there was a little bit of a crisis of confidence about 3 weeks in, and she thought maybe she should bail. But thanks to a well-placed conversation with a faculty advisor and then a few more encouraging words from a professor, she's sticking with it. So
it's amazing.
Congrats, Christy. That is amazing. Okay. Here's a cute one. Lisa was named Employee of the Year.
I saw it. And a plaque. There's a plaque.
She posted a photo of her plaque. She said this was an unexpected and lovely surprise. Okay, great. Jenny celebrated 20 years as a jazzercise instructor. Can you imagine?
Fantastic. That's a long time. That's a lot of dance steps.
That's
for her.
A lot of jazzercise. Again, yep. I'm all about the moving your legs around, Jenny. Good to hear that. Karen wrote, last night was the completion of the first step of a long path. See, I like this one because people are starting things. In September, I went back to get my bachelor's in business management. As of last night, I took my final, and I believe for the first time ever, this C average student will probably come out with a low A.
All right.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
That is thrilling. That is thrilling, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. And then, you know, for a lot of people, this is hard work. Tara, who's also been on Satellite Sisters and a longtime listener, she said, I was laid off in June and have been trying to overcome a severe lack of confidence, a deep depression, and the fact that I'm a tech novice, because she's trying to pivot into a job in the tech industry, sisters. So that's ambitious. Good for you. We are always rooting for you, Tara. And she said, having little experience, I'm not sure I'll find a job, but I'm proud of this certification, the fourth of five I'm working on. It's an official Scrum Master certification.
That's so Tara, a big deal. That is really a big deal. That's good for
Julie,
her.
Julie, I had no idea what that was.
Yeah.
So I had to Google that, Tara. That's you've been certified in four different things. Scrum Master, Tara, because we know you are also a longtime Trekkie. I thought, was that related somehow to like Star Trek?
Let me say, listen, Leanne, we could have used a Scrum Master at the holiday party. I mean, that we were really lacking in that kind of
that's true.
Depth, you know,
yes, because it's the person at the center who's keeping it all going, right? We don't have that.
Okay. No.
All right. So Tara, congratulations on your certifications and good luck in continuing to make that pivot. It's ambitious. Good for you. And many other interesting and important work things, you know, you got to go read them yourself because it is a total lift.
Right. Right. Well, a lot of life transitions too, Liz. So people doing really hard things, but in their own personal lives. First of all, Susie left an emotionally abusive marriage and got her day in court. She had a whole new divorce decree created that is much more favorable to her. And she wrote in her post that she whipped the pony, Julie. She turned over a new leaf. Way to go, Susie. Cassie lost her mom in the spring, but decided, well, now's the time. I'm going to move to a foreign country. She moved to France with her fiance and they are very happy together. And that's exciting. We had a couple people move to foreign countries, which is pretty brave in the middle of a pandemic. And they did it. Okay. I think you pronounce this name Delana or Dylana, which it's a very pretty name. Dylana has said she always wanted to be a surrogate. And so she is now carrying a surrogate baby and the little nugget, she said, will be here in February. And the two dads call the baby Baby Sunshine, which is so cute. I hope they actually name that baby Baby Sunshine.
So yeah, that's such an adorable picture of herself. Yes, she posted.
I know. And that's such a loving, lovely thing to do for new parents. So way to go, Dylan. Beautiful. Okay, Jane, a longtime Satellite Sister listener, said her family got a new addition. Ari, age 24, came out as a transgender woman to the world this year, and we couldn't be happier. She wrote, I had a very sad son for many years, but now I have two very happy, beautiful daughters. Jane, beautiful post. And right, there were weddings, 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 and babies, 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 and
love
new
that.
Daughters, and new sons, and new family members. So a lot of happy life transitions, but also some hard ones. So well done. Well done, Satellite Sisterhood.
Well, you know, we also know that a lot of you listen to this show are caregivers, that you're caring for your families, you're caring for family members, you know, and that we're glad that we're along with you as you're doing that caregiving. And we just thank all of you, because you've worked really hard this year. We know that. We know that you have faced things that you didn't even think you could handle, and you've handled it. And one who wrote to us was Barbara. She said she's helping her daughter through an unbelievably tragic time. They lost the son-in-law very suddenly, and so she's helping to care for the young grandchildren. Mm. But most of the time, she said, she's trying to stay calm for them and for her daughter. And that just really struck me, that a lot of times with caregiving, or when you're stepping in to help with your family or your friends, it is that calmness, that strength that other people, you know, need, and that they gather strength from your calmness. And that's not always easy to do. You know, I have a friend here whose daughter has a very difficult pregnancy, and the daughter said to the mother, please don't wobble, you know, because she needed her mother to be strong for her during a difficult time for her. And I just think that we have so many listeners that have that inner strength, that are, you know, maybe some days they don't feel like they do, but that they, you know, that they give to others, and they're providing care, providing such necessary loving care to other people. And that's a great thing. So thank you. Keep doing it. And we're so glad to hear about that. Also, you know, I think one of the other themes that when we're reading through all these wonderful posts is resilience. That's right. I mean, I know that word's used a lot, but I mean, you can just read it in the posts how people have, you know, we've all faced different circumstances, our plans were disrupted, things changed, you know, and people had to be very resilient. Like Sandy, you know, said COVID wiped out her job, and so she took up stress baking, Liz. Okay, how about that? You know,
she's a maker.
She is a maker, Liz. And so much so that now she has her own little bakery called Kempton Cottage Bakery. But that wasn't her plan. But she was resilient. She found a way, you know, to make a new life for herself and to do positive things. You know, and I think of so many of the posts that we have today that are, you know, that's inspiring to me. And it's, you know, it's like we all have to sort of find those sort of nuggets of resilience in our own self to be there for our families, for our friends, for our community, you know, so it's important.
Yeah. You know, I think that listeners will enjoy all of these posts. So if you're in the Facebook group, the easiest way to find them, you know, is to use the hashtag. So enter into the search. When you're inside the group, just search on Sat Sisters, Look What I Did 2021, hashtag Sat Sisters, Look What I Did 2021. And they'll all come up in a row. So we like read through them. It will really give you an emotional lift. But I was reading a study, sisters, that sort of, it was interesting to me because it has been super challenging. As you say, Julie, I think people have had to face things they've never had to face before and make decisions that are totally new. So there was a study called the 2021 Healthy Now Survey, and it was commissioned by Parade Media and Cleveland Clinic. And the thing that surprised me the most is that people said 74% of Americans say the pandemic has made them feel more confident that they can handle any challenges life throws at them. So despite how hard it's been and how surprising it's been and how people have had to pivot and change and rally, you know, for three quarters of people, they feel like, I guess, like they've learned something about themselves that they didn't know. And that sense of confidence is really an important outgrowth of this. And when you read through the messages in our group, there are so many examples where people say, I didn't know if I could do this, but I decided I would try, or I thought I was going to give up, but no, I stuck with it. So I think if there's any like silver lining, it's that we have learned this about ourselves, mm-hmm. that, you know, we can do things that we never dreamed that we would have to attempt. So I'm happy about that. Right. That makes me happy.
Right. Right. Yeah. All right. The hashtag is Sat Sisters. Look what I did 2021. Thank you all so much for posting. Beautiful posts. Thank you. When we get back, we have what the Satellite Sisters did in 2021. I got some numbers for you, sisters. Okay. I got to run facts? Down a few
Ooh,
of our
data. We have data.
Got okay.
Liz, exactly. I got Zuck's got nothing on me. I got data.
Oh, we're in the metaverse now. Okay.
All right. But first, we'd like to thank a couple of sponsors. Okay. We're back. All right. As promised, we got some data. You know, I put some numbers together.
Okay. Oh,
that's right. Okay. Leanne's our producer. So she's your command and control there. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if we were meeting in person, I would have done a PowerPoint because I did learn how to do a PowerPoint in 2021. I think I mentioned that.
Okay. Yeah. So,
other people were changing their lives and I mastered PowerPoint. So there you have it. Okay,
never too late, Leanne. That's the lesson. Never too late.
You're right, Liz. You're right. Mm-hmm. All right. So all told, we did 48 podcasts this year, which wow. is a lot of podcasts. So 44 original podcasts and 4 best of episodes. But even those best ofs had original material yeah. in them, had interviews in them. So good for us. Very solid performance, I think. 48 coming okay. in on Tuesday, recording, posting. Good work, sisters. All right. We had 14 brilliant guests. I mean, mm-hmm. I love our guests, but we don't have a guest every show. We feel like our guests are special. Yes. They included a lot of best-selling authors. They included social scientists, and they included our nieces, who were also brilliant guests. Wasn't that
yes.
fun?
That really was. That was great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, we love our next generation. But yeah, I mean, one of the things we learned being on the radio for a lot of years is that it's not about the guests, it's about you. But occasionally, it really needs to be about someone else other than us. So thank you to all of our guests.
Right. We appreciate that. We had 17 loyal sponsors. Thank you to our sponsors. It is really what allows us to do the show. There's no other way to say it. And you supporting our sponsors, you, the listeners, that's how it works. So thank you so much. Thanks to both of you. All right. In May, we, like many Americans, we had to postpone a huge celebration. No, not a wedding. Our 20th anniversary celebration. Supposed to go off in 2020.
Was that this year?
It was this year.
I know, Julie.
I'm sorry. Really? That was all this year?
That was April 2021.
That seems like...
I know.
It seems like about 5 years ago. Okay.
Doesn't
yes.
it? I know.
Yes.
We had all 5 sisters on. Yes. Thanks to the team at Sixth and I. They produced it. We had over 1,200 virtual attendees. Thanks to everybody who joined us. You know, I put together a PowerPoint. I'm going to say that again.
People enjoyed that PowerPoint, Leanne, because there's yep. some youthful photos of us, including you as a baby.
Thank
so
you.
It looked yeah. good.
But that was fun. That's available in places, I think, Liz, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So that's posted. I'll make sure that's up on the Satellite Sisters Facebook page because that's so okay. easy for people to get to. It's also on the Satellite Sisters YouTube channel, which we haven't really told you about yet. But in the beginning of the new year, we'll be sending around the links to that. We'll tell you all about that.
Yeah, we have a secret YouTube channel. And we also released it as a podcast. So you yes. can find that. In conjunction with that, I mailed out 98 pashminas that said Solid Gold Satellite Sisters. And yeah. the beautiful cashmere pashminas. It was my one and only foray into online retailing. And thank you.
I almost the killed you, but you're still alive and they're beautiful pashminas. Yes.
They are very nice. And I love when people post pictures. several popped up this week in the Facebook group, people wearing them to holiday parties or our holiday party. So we appreciate that. Well, I produced 40 Pep Talk newsletters.
Which are so fun. Really, so
I know
fun.
Friday mornings are just great when that's in my email. I love reading those. Good work.
Thank you. Yeah, I have enjoyed writing those. So that's been a lot of fun, but I was surprised to count them all up. I mean, I know it doesn't seem weekly, but I'm only one person. So, and I was also writing like another book. So that was great. I personally did 17 online book clubs. I did other events, but I did 17 of those online book clubs this year. That was a ton of fun. Thanks to everybody who joined me for book clubs for the Sweeney Sisters. I'm going to be doing the same thing for Lost and Found in Paris, which comes out in April. Feel free to pre-order that as a wonderful Christmas gift.
Yeah.
I'm not going to stop you. You can pre-order that. I'm going to be doing those same kind of personal online book clubs because I really enjoyed that.
Can I just say about that, Lynn? Yes. You are really good at it too. I mean, I've dialed into some, but we've had listeners post like you're just super good at like talking about your work and doing the Q&A. You're more entertaining than most people.
You get a lot of information. That's true. And I'll just say that her new book is her best book yet. Okay. Carry on. All right.
All right, Jill. You don't have to hide that under a bushel. Let your light shine.
Okay.
Okay, Liz, these next stats are for you against, it gets all odds, really, a tough year for you. You managed to turn out 9 episodes Cooking with Liz, 4 Summer of Snacks episodes, and 5 Tuchitober episodes.
That's true. The Summer of Snacks, that was my first attempt to get back into the kitchen after the broken leg and knee and everything. So that's why it was snacks. You know, I didn't want to do anything too ambitious during the summer, but the Summer of Snacks, it proved to me, like, it gave me my confidence back, sisters, like back in the kitchen. So that was good. And then Tuchitober, I also built up, you know, started Tuchitober with polenta. And by the end, I was doing the fried zucchini pasta, blah, blah, blah. So, yeah, I was
speaking Italian. I don't know when you learned Italian, but that happened too this year.
Yeah. Okay. So I, you know, Cooking with Liz will be back in 2022. I don't really have a concept yet. I'm working on, maybe that's something I can do over the holidays, but thank you. I enjoyed being back in the kitchen.
Okay, great. One conference keynote, good for us, right? We went to She Podcast, Liz and
got
I.
Got out of town, that was good. Yes.
Yep, drove over, we did it. One Olympic athlete on the show. Thank you to Kat Holmes, the U.S. Olympic fencer, for being on. That was a really fun way to follow what was a very strange Olympics there in Tokyo. But we felt like we had some skin in the game with Kat, and the fact that she was pitched by her mom, even better, was a listener. Do you remember I had the one wine tasting with John Bon Jovi? I mean, it's just kind of a personal
You went on about that, Liam. I know it was a personal highlight for the year, and that's great. We're happy for you.
I mean, he was sitting in his kitchen.
I know. He looked pretty darn cute in the picture. Yes.
Okay. And then 0 text from Stanley Tucci. Liz, how do you explain that? You talked about Stanley Tucci, I think, more than Stanley Tucci talked about Stanley.
I'm just going to keep putting it out there into the universe. Like, I think if I just keep talking, sooner or later, Stanley Tucci or his people are going to reach out to me. But he also made every possible media appearance there was in 2021. Really, he looks super busy. And I can tell because I stalk him on Instagram. He was also in Italy shooting new episodes of his CNN TV shows. So Stanley, as they say, you can slide into my DMs whenever you want. That's it. That's
okay. Ooh, Liz. Ooh. Okay.
It's quite an expression. Okay.
I see, Liz.
That's what the kids say, Joel.
Okay.
You have to slide into someone's DMs. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, we couldn't have done this without Sergio Enriquez, our engineer, helped us do the podcast. A big thanks to Emily Loudermilk, who does our graphic design and makes Pep Talk so fun and designed the graphics for the 20th anniversary and the Summer of Snacks and Tuchitober. We never mentioned our web designer, Kate, but Kate also had a big year. She had a baby and then she came back to redesign some of our websites. So big thanks to Kate. She's doing amazing work for us. So we we appreciate all this. And then the people at Sixth and I that helped us do the 20th anniversary. So thank you. And the ad ops team at Wondery. So that is that was our 2021. Look what we did.
A good wrap up, Leanne.
Thank you.
Excellent wrap up. You know, there is, as you said, we've been at this for 20/21 years, depending on like when we could pull off the anniversary show. Yeah. Math. It's just hard. And but there are a lot of advantages to having been at this a long time. And one of them is we have a lot of longtime listeners across multiple generations. And that just always makes us so happy. So I wanted to read a letter that we got from a longtime listener. And by the way, you can email us. Our email is hello@satellitesisters.com. So this is Abby. She wrote to us in our email. So if you're not on social media, there's another way in. And it just really made us feel special. So thank you so much, Abby. She wrote, "Hi, I wanted to pass along thanks for being a tremendously positive force in my life." Okay, now I'm actually choking up. But anyway, I've been listening for quite a few years, and I hope you don't mind, have adopted you as my unofficial aunts. I'm in my early 40s, live in New York City, and run a national nonprofit. I don't have any aunts, and my mom has a very different life than mine. So it's been such a blessing to find your show and have beautiful examples of professional, traveled, well-rounded, interesting, down-to-earth women embracing the seasons of life, curiosity, poise, and humor. You've challenged me, entertained me, and offered a community I didn't even realize I was missing. Sincere thanks and wishing you all a ridiculously wonderful holiday season, Abby. So I feel like our work here is done.
Yeah. Look what we did.
Abby, you have no idea. Like when I circulated this around to Julie and Leanne, and Leanne was like, embracing the seasons of life, curiosity, poison, humor. Yeah. Thank you. Seasons of life. I feel like we need a song, or is that from Rent?
It is from Rent. Yeah. That's Seasons of Love, but it's close. Seasons of Love.
Okay. It just means so much.
Yes,
it means a lot to us. And we are happy to be your aunts. You know how much we love our own next generation, which is why we've been inviting them on the show. So thank you, Abby. And really to everyone else who sends us such positive reinforcement all year that it's worth us doing this and creating this community. We agree. We love doing it, mm-hmm. and we love being part of this much larger community. Okay. So now, speaking of being a maker, holiday plans. We're just going to bring it on home with holiday plans. I'm going to just throw something out here as an idea, sisters, and I want you to tell me whether it's a terrible idea or not. Okay.
Okay. Okay, Liz, we're ready.
So, all right. I mean, often in, over the Christmas and New Year season, I go up to Bend, Oregon. That did not turn out that well last year. And so I've decided I'm not doing that this year. I'm going to be home for Christmas.
Okay.
And Leanne is making a, ambitious Christmas Eve dinner for your in-laws, right, Leanne?
Yes, I am. Yep. Okay. A traditional one. Happy to be back in the Christmas Eve business.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So Julie, I thought I would get into the Christmas Day business, as Leanne says.
Whoa.
For the first time ever, cook like Christmas dinner for Leanne and her family.
Well, and I love that. I mean, are you going to set anything on fire or what? No,
that's true. I could put Colin out on my little terrace to make some flaming drinks, but no, again, it's all about the Tucci for me. Right.
Okay.
So I was inspired, the traditional Italian and Italian American Christmas Eve dinner is the Feast of the Seven Fishes, right?
Yes. Is that what you're doing?
Well, my question is, can I cover seven fishes in three courses? Because when I was looking at a traditional menu for the Feast of the Seven Fishes, it's marinated anchovies, followed by wild sea bass soup, followed by fish tartare, followed by seafood pasta, followed by baked fish, and then grilled fish. And I think that's probably beyond my abilities. We can all agree.
Yeah.
But if we could get it into like a, you know, three courses and some kind of dessert that does not have to have fish in it, FYI. Mm-hmm. I thought I could give that a go. So there was this, Leah, and I sent you the link to the Taste of Home website about how to host a Feast of the Seven Fishes. Did you take a look at that?
I did. I mean, I definitely agree with the Frank Sinatra soundtrack. So yeah. That's okay. A must. That's okay. A must do.
So are you going to jettison or are you going to combine or what's your approach to consolidating into three courses?
That's a good thing. I think I need to combine more fishes into fewer courses. So because seven individual courses, that's just not really my thing. So first I needed to find out, Leon, from you and your family, are there any fishes that are just off the table? Like anchovies appear to be like a major part of the Feast of Seven Fishes. Is your crew down with anchovies or not?
You know, I think we can use an anchovy in a Caesar salad. I think that would it's a family favorite. All eaters love a Caesar and real Caesar dressing has anchovies and you could throw a couple of anchovies on top because my husband likes anchovies. So for sure.
Yeah. Okay. All right. And then I think your family, there's no raw fish, right?
I cannot eat raw fish because of my colon surgery.
Okay. That's no problem. And I've heard mixed signals from your family on calamari. So I can easily, would you prefer that I leave out any calamari?
Here's the thing. Barrick and Brooks love calamari.
Oh,
so
okay.
They love it. So if you feel strongly about it, go for it. Colin, that's why Colin and I will be eating the Caesar salad. So, I just don't like the texture of calamari. I don't like, I have no issues.
Fried calamari. Are you going to get on the blower, Liz, and get yourself a little fry baby to make fried calamari? Be good.
Oh, Julie, I was thinking about this. What do you think about the idea of doing a fish stew? Because then I can knock off a lot of fishes in
good,
one.
Good farm. Idea. Good idea, Liz. Good idea. Yes. So
there's this great cooking light recipe for Feast of the Seven Fishes stew. It does have calamari in it, but I ditched the calamari and I think a stew would be good. But then I want to do a seafood pasta dish. So can you serve a stew and a pasta? Like, is that a thing?
It's your party. Liz. Do whatever you want. Yeah. Right.
This is when I need Stanley. Stanley, if you had to ditch a couple of courses here, Stanley, well, I'm definitely not making a wild sea bass soup. Okay. So that's we're out. Anyway, so I'm going to work on this. I feel like this is within my capabilities, especially I will have loads of time to start, you know, so I'm going to do that. But going back to that list of things you need to do for your Feast of the Seven Fishes party, the first thing they say is send invites. So I'm not doing that, Leon. So this is your invitation.
Okay.
The decor, it's just normally, I know people that it's normally a Christmas Eve thing. We're just doing a Christmas Day, okay? Because it's 2021. anything can happen in 2021. Music, yes, they do suggest Italian-American artists like Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin, Louis Prima. In my case, I'll add Lady Gaga because I consider her Italian-American. Well, she is Italian-American, but she's real Italian now that she's also a member of the Gucci family. I'm going to do that. There are some.
Are you going to be like, is this going to be a Facebook Live event, Liz?
No.
Okay.
No. Well, you see, Leon was very certain about that. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, it's just Christmas dinner, but at Liz's. That's going to be strange enough. So,
yes.
Never very happened before. No. But, you know, just other good news again, and that, like thanking our wonderful sponsors. I have in my most recent butcher box, because I knew the holidays were coming up, I got shrimp, I got scallops, and I got salmon.
Yeah.
So, boom, boom, boom. Three fishes right there.
All right. Well, this is really, it's been quite a year that we're ending up with Liz in a detailed conversation about her Christmas feast that she's making. Anything See? Can happen. Right.
Exactly, Julie. Anything can happen. And 2021 okay. proved it. Thank you.
And I'm going to really try and be a good guest and just bring what Liz assigns me.
Okay. Good idea, Liam. So you're going to enjoy that.
You're going to let Liz do the menu planning. And if it's just expensive wine, I'm happy to bring that. So there you go, Liz. Whatever you assign me.
I did have one other dessert question for you, because I think after all this fish, I was thinking like the perfect dessert would be key lime pie. Don't your people love key lime pie?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Fans.
That's
yes. baking with Liz. Okay. Key lime pie. Okay.
That might be something I buy, Julie.
Okay.
You know, good idea.
There's no law that says I have to make it all.
It's your rules, Liz. Okay. Christmas your way. Do it.
Christmas 2021. Anything goes. Okay. Thanks for the encouragement, everyone.
Okay. This is our last show of 2021. We will be back January 11th of 2022, which seems like a long way away, but it'll go by fast because it's the holidays. You're going to be with family and friends and doing fun things. This week's pep talk will be the last pep talk of 2021. We're going to do a little more recapping of Look What I Did. So if you haven't subscribed to Pep Talk, our newsletter, that's a great way to stay in touch with us. And you can forward it to friends you want to introduce Satellite Sisters to. They can click on listen to the show right from the newsletter. So just go to satellitesisters.com. A pop-up menu will come up, enter your email, and then you're going to be good to go. You do need to give us an email, obviously, to get our newsletter. We'd like to thank our sponsors this week. Thanks so much. We really appreciate everything you've done for us. Third Love, Green Chef, Rothy's, and Ritual. As I said before, a big thanks to Sergio Enriquez and Emily Loudermilk for making our show look and sound great. We want to wish you all a very happy holidays, a very safe and happy new year this year. Keep plugging away. Keep plugging away. On our to-do list, Liz, what do you got?
Okay. Well, I finally fell for something that's been in my Instagram feed forever.
Okay.
One can only imagine. Yeah.
Okay.
And I ordered it, and now like a doggy DNA kit.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know. I always said I didn't want to find out what dog Cooper really is. Cause what do I care? It's all the same to me. But I don't know. I guess I've been a little bit bored.
Well, we can't wait for those results, Liz.
I ordered the doggy DNA kit, Julie. I did the swabbing. It's been sent back in. I got the confirmation that it's at the lab now. So I'm hoping that by Christmas Eve, we will have the results of the doggy of Hooper's genealogy. Why not?
Fantastic. All right. Well, my to-do list is just books, 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 movies, movies, movies. I just would like to read some hardback books and, you know, actual books. I do a lot of reading on Kindle throughout the year because I'm usually reading ahead books I get advanced copies of. But there's a whole list of books I haven't had a chance to read yet in actual book form. And then so many movies I would like to go see at the theater, starting with West Side Story. So books, oh, books, books, great. Movies, wow. movies, movies.
I can't wait for that. Well, my to-do is to borrow Liz's post-it note that says no fiascos. Okay. That's really what I'm hoping for the holidays. I got some, I'm going to be here. I'm going to be there. I'm going to be here and there. So just no fiascos. And yeah. We just want to wish everyone a very happy and healthy holiday. It just enjoy your time. Thank you so much for everything that you've given to us. And we look forward to 2022, more fun, more laughs, more good times.
Yes.
Thanks, Julie.
Peace and sauce, everyone. Peace and sauce.
And call your satellite sister.